Phone hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Nick Capper, and the R. Kelly to my Michael Jackson, John Pinder.
All right. Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was a brutal one. I've never done. I've already fucked it up. I've already called myself a paedophile, and then
you
the co-host.
Called yourself a paedophile. Yeah, and even piss on kids.
That's what he got them for, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think a wee on someone. Yeah, I think
the main part of him being sentenced for so long though is just how fucking bad his music was. That was the main reason they locked him up.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of the R. Kelly Facebook group leader, and it is David Hughes. Yay! I love doing this at karaoke. Brett and I were riding motorbikes around Tasmania, and we went to this small town and we found a karaoke bar, right? And I love singing You Are Not Alone by Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God, I'd fucking love to hear that.
That's so great.
Have you got the vibrato as well?
No, I can't do it at all, but I hosted...
Do you sing it in your... Because you're like a deep... what is it, baritone?
Yeah, yeah.
You are not alone.
I am here with you.
I remember seeing an Instagram story of yours or Brett's, I think, maybe, where you were at a karaoke bar and there's a woman as well. There was a woman up.
Yeah.
And she, what was she doing? Because that sent me as well.
Yeah,
that.
She was singing, were we singing You Are Not Alone together? Or were we singing, we might have been singing Cream by Michael Jackson. I mean, by Cream by Prince. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get those confused.
My God, he loves Michael Jackson. Yeah,
I think it might have been Prince then.
I love singing You Are Not Alone because, like, all the mums get into it. Everybody loves it. But it's, you think it's, like, even though he says, would you reach out to me, girl, in the morning, in the evening? But really, it was letters from R. Kelly to Michael Jackson. R. Kelly wrote that song about, like, you're not alone. I'm a pedo.
I'm also a pedo too.
I'm a pedo.
Yeah. So it's the best song to sing at karaoke because everyone's singing along to it and everyone's getting into it and you're like,
but you don't know. None of you know
what this is about.
Yeah. I'm getting away with it. I'm getting away with their pedo. Yeah.
Now, this isn't all about stuff. God, I've started real. When Mike leaves, the wheels really fall
where
off.
Is I go Mike?
Really
We've got him up. Substituted at my table by a small plant pot.
He's in the
but
America.
But it's not the same, is it? Is he in America?
He's in America, yes.
Seeing family, gigging?
I don't think he's doing any gigs. From the reports from his fiance, he's getting fat.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's getting fat. He's eating a lot of hot dogs. Him. He's just going full American, drinking beer. He's messaging me nice messages, which means he's drunk a lot.
Bless him.
The armor only comes off when Mike's had a few. And over messenger, never in person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think he's having a good time. We're in Perth. We're at your place, Pinder. We're in Joondalup.
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 We're in the old Joondalup.
It's not a bad suburb. It's one of those places where the train station goes straight into the Westfield.
Yeah, that's true.
Which means it's totally devoid of culture.
Yeah, it doesn't faff about. It reminds me of a smaller Perth city, which is already a small city.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a crumb of city.
Yeah.
But I like it. It feels nice to me around here.
Is it down there, Neil Hawkins Park? It's beautiful down there. It's lovely.
Oh, I might go
bird
for a walk
park.
Down there.
There's signs that say don't feed the birds as well.
Fuck
I was
em.
Telling Rubes, there's a bird park. You get to feed the birds.
Yeah. Oh, well, and then you got there and she called you up on it.
Like, the sign, it's like, it says you don't feed the birds.
Have you ever fed the bird?
No.
Come on, you can tell us.
I feed the peacocks around where we live all the time, and it pisses off the neighbours because then they just keep coming back, and now they're fucking everywhere.
So what? You're one of those pests.
I'm one of those
animals.
Isn't that mental though? Dude, I still can't get used to it. Me driving around that area, there's a peacock.
That's the only place I've ever seen them. I've never seen a peacock in the wild, but like in my suburb, they're so ubiquitous you can't fucking move.
It's funny to watch them walking through, like, because there's lots of new new house builds around there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they'll just saunter through the building.
So it's like
just in full drag. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like RuPaul.
And they cross the road, and cars do not matter at all. I think they think that cars they know will just like jump over them or something.
They're a peacock. Yeah. You know, the fucking cars move for you. You get the feathers out.
It's the worst that can happen.
Yeah, they're high society.
They are.
Yeah, that'd be so funny. You just got those grey Metricon homes with their green lawns and just a fucking peacock sauntering through, you know, in between the Holden Barinas and the fucking SUVs.
Cigarette in one of them holders.
Good morning.
Man, that's so... When did you move here from UK?
I left the UK a bit before and I travelled around for a while and then I got here about 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah. So you moved from like grey UK to a place like your parents would come and visit you or whatever and they're like, David lives in a place where there's fucking peacocks everywhere. It's
fucking
paradise.
And sunshine.
Yeah.
There is sunshine. I thought you were going to have a go at like Perth being too similar to England.
No.
Because that wouldn't have made any sense. It's just when I went to Melbourne.
To England.
Melbourne is like, my sister moved to Melbourne and I remember she called me on the phone in tears.
Yeah.
She was like, this is not Summer Bay. This isn't Erinsborough High. Yeah, what the fuck
Manchester
is this?
Manchester Arndale.
Yeah, it's like somehow they've managed to just copy and paste England into a very small city of Melbourne and just, even the weather was, I mean, I can't say all the time. I've been like three times, I think.
Yeah.
And it's always overcast.
Full. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why I live there, to be honest. No, I don't mind it. It's good. It's good. You get used to the cold. It's very set up.
To me, it's like nicer. It's like friendlier Manchester.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Mind you, I think Manchester's friendly nowadays. But
I do love it. My partner loves the cold. She loves it.
I love the extremes.
She's
pale-skinned. I like it really cold or really hot.
Yeah.
In between,
yeah,
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Make your mind up.
Fence sitter.
Yeah.
I had some cousins come out from the UK and they're like, they moved straight to Sydney, of course, Bondi. Loving it. And then they said, oh, we love Melbourne. We might come down. And we were thinking about moving there. I was like, do not.
Yeah,
you are making a huge mistake. Like, why the fuck would you come here?
What, weather-wise, you mean?
Yeah.
My sister moved, I think, about 3 weeks later or so, she moved up to Queensland and she hasn't left.
Mm. Yeah, mate.
She wants it too. She wants the tropics and all that sort of stuff.
Oh,
well.
Now, this is such a pleasure, boys. Such a pleasure. You know, speaking with you two, I remember I was in lockdown. I was delivering vegetables.
Yeah.
And you guys had some podcasts that you had going. That was very funny. I think you had Wolfie on for one episode.
Yeah. We were on Wolfie's Circling the Drain. Before he did Sure Thing, he had Circling the Drain. We did that.
And then we did like Hard Yarns and Reapers and stuff.
Me and him were too drunk. Me and Wolfie.
You were.
Well, Wolfie drunk.
Me and Wolf don't do well on a pod.
We'll
shout over each other and we'll get drunk. And any pod I've ever been on with him seemed like such a laugh to start with. Like, this is going to be so much fun. And it's just unlistenable. It's always like, oh my God, what are they doing?
I think if we were to go back and listen to it, you'd be like, oh, this is kind of fun, but I wouldn't wish this on anybody else.
No.
Like the three of us could listen to it and be like, this is cool. This is a good podcast.
Yeah, it was fun because you and him were just making fun of me for about an hour for being sentimental.
Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah. Because you told us a story about you crying in a pub and... Over nothing, if I remember correctly.
It was a man enjoying a lonely looking man enjoying
But he ordered some chips or something and then you lost it.
He had a pizza.
Sometimes stuff like that gets me.
And a bird was hanging about under his table. He looked like lonely, but he had this lovely smile on his face. Like he didn't need a friend in the world because it's just he has all these experiences with nature.
Man,
and it was, I don't know.
You're going to tear up again, aren't you?
Yeah. I was hormonal.
Man, it's so weird you mentioned this because I was very close to my grandmother.
Yeah.
I'm staying at my auntie's house in Perth and had this beautiful photo, just a candid photo of my grandma with her uncle. And I saw it yesterday just on a notice board. It wasn't in a frame or anything.
Yeah.
And it fucking got me.
It got
me so bad.
What is it? Is it age? Is it as you get older stuff?
Like? I think it's because it had her smile.
Yeah.
And her smile, she was always smiling. I know people say that, but they were smiling, but you're like, nah, I saw them. They were grumpy. Yeah. A lot. Yeah. You know? She was always smile and she was always very interested. She was always very curious.
Yeah,
she was a curious person. So she always wanted to know. And this photo
captured
all of that. Yeah, so she was, and it fucking got me. And the funniest thing is, right, my auntie, she had to go to the opera. And she's like, I'll drive you into your gig. I got to go to the opera with a friend.
Yeah.
And they're gas bagging away about the goss at their tennis club, you know, her and a friend. Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm trying not to cry in the back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just crying and just trying to keep, you know, you're just crying, trying to keep out of the rear vision mirror.
Yeah.
And I'm
what fucking, would you have said?
Trying to keep
out. Would you have told them I saw a picture of grandma? And
absolutely yeah. not. I don't oh, want to no. look like a fucking would loser. You know?
See, now, I think that's where I differ. I think I've.
Yeah, I
think
I
that
don't
people.
It.
I think that people. Who are like Mike, because he's nice to me, David, when we're not with other friends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only when we get with other friends, he turns mean.
Yeah, Mike does that as well.
So I'll say something.
That's not true, though. I text you often to tell you what a prick you are.
Yeah, but it's only so you can post it on the internet.
That, oh, actually, that's kind of true as well, isn't it? Yeah, that's kind of true, too.
It's just display that you abuse me on. So I make
dearly.
The mistake of telling something that might have been near to my heart.
Yeah.
Thinking that they're not going to just roast me for it, thinking that they'll see that same beauty.
Yeah.
But rare that people do.
Oh, no, yeah. Mike and I once had a huge D&M on the way to the... on the way to a gig in Albury.
God, I would love to listen to Mike. Oh,
it was fucking
so
fun.
He's so
but walled
up.
The thing
up.
Is, it was like Men in Black, like he erased it from his own memory. He's like, that never happened. That never happened. He's like, yeah, I've never even been in that car before.
Oh,
all he can remember is the practical joke we played on the comedian Ashley Filsamy on the way back. We just played You Are Beautiful by Christine Aguilera. Oh, we just had it on loop. And we just turned it up louder and louder
each time
it
played. Incrementally louder, is it?
Yeah, incrementally until it was blaring, like really loud.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop.
He's in the back, dodging the rear vision mirror.
Oh, it was the worst pain ever. not giving it away, just going like. And Mike had to drive. Like,
is this while the D&M's happening?
No, this was after.
Right,
this was
oh,
after.
Because he wouldn't
D&M.
Have a D&M in front of Ashley.
No, that was the agreement. Like after the D&M, we're like, let's fuck with somebody.
Yeah. Is that how you got him to have a D&M?
Let's prove we're men again.
He said, if you have a meaningful conversation with you. With me, I promise you that we can terrorize somebody afterwards.
Yeah, that's it. That was right in the thing. What else? If you haven't listened to the podcast before, what happens is we go through each other's phones and it's decided by a spinning wheel whether we go through draft tweets, we go through notes, camera roll, or search history. Right?
I've always wanted to see the spinning wheel. In my mind, it's like the Wheel of Fortune type thing. Is it that?
We had one of those for the live show. Nice. And I bought it for $30 and I carried it to Sydney. And then I was like, fuck this thing. I'm not taking it back. I was carrying
was
this big?
Big
wheel on the plane.
Yeah.
I looked like an idiot. So I just left it in Sydney somewhere. And so some guy wrote me a message, goes, you got to pick up this wheel? And I just wrote,
absolutely
nah.
not. Yeah.
Nobody would ever be so, pick up a
what
wheel,
a gift.
Dude.
It would be so ridiculous, but I would love it if you had it here now. Just for the three of us, for no one else.
Yeah, should we make one?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we should make one.
You're all arts and crafty, aren't you?
Yeah,
I could make a circle.
Yeah. make a circle and words.
Yeah.
Mm. And now, what are you guys most afraid of, you know, going in your, what would you say notes? Pinda, do you write a lot of notes in your thing or would you?
Most of the notes is... unsolvable nonsense for radio.
Okay.
I'd say, and shopping lists.
Okay.
Probably pictures.
Pictures, yeah.
If
yeah.
I've sent...
Mm.
Sometimes you send your girlfriend a picture.
Oh,
of
really?
You,
of
like
what?
A self, of like
what,
a selfie.
Oh, like a selfie.
Or like a nice smile or something.
Man, that's so...
And then you look back at you see him again weeks later, you think, what am I doing there?
Why is she with me?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just smiling nicely. I've just sent someone my face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
But in the moment, it felt right.
But man, you... I don't know what propels. I'm just looking at you now. You are getting better with age.
What do you mean?
You are getting better looking.
Do you think?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, you look great at the moment. Fucking great. Yeah. And I am decreasing.
You're the only person.
I have to agree.
I'm
very handsome.
Yeah.
Because you're the only person that has ever said that.
Well, when I first met you, I must
you
admit,
look like shit.
Yeah. And I didn't look like shit, but did not come across as a handsome man.
No, I don't think I've ever come across as a handsome man.
I know that because I'm myself one of those.
I think that you've got the best head in comedy. I've said
he said this to me. He said that he wants nothing more than to tattoo your face on somebody.
I have tried, yeah.
Well, there was that girl, that comic, and she's only got four fingers.
Yes,
right?
Alicia. She was going to get it at one point.
She was going to get a tattoo of me on her, and I talked her out of it.
Did you? You said, don't do that.
Yeah, I was like, please do not do that.
Yeah, I've been pushing for it for a little while. I asked my mate Calvin.
Oh, yeah, I love Calvin.
Oh, you met Calvin.
Yeah, I love his tattoos. So I don't know if I've ever met him face to face.
I was trying to get him to get you, but that was at the... At that point, I'd only just found you on the internet.
Yes.
And I was enjoying your selfie videos at the time.
Yes.
When you were doing, I didn't know. And I'd found those videos and I liked them. I switched Calvin onto it and he ended up going, yeah, I don't really know too much about him. I probably won't get his face tattooed on me. And I said, whose face would you get tattooed on? He goes, maybe Rove. And I tattooed Rove's face on him.
You got Rove.
Yeah. Rove's on his calf.
Yeah, in the middle of like a rose. So it's like a Rove bud.
And the coolest thing is you know Rove. So
he got Calvin to meet.
It was lovely.
It was at a show and he got Calvin to get the tattoo out while Rove was emceeing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is awesome. It was brilliant.
This was at Oasis. It was fucking amazing.
It was so good.
Man, now he's got to get the whole crew. Hellier, Claire Hooper.
But you should get Calvin to do Kappa's face on like a table. Like he does all those carvings and stuff. Yeah. That'd be great. But like the Pork Palace. Napoleon Dynamite looking caricature thing. That's what you need. The giant hair, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've got to get the giant hair back. I'm working on it.
It's getting there, quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, you could be excused from having a break from it. I don't like it since he lost his hair. It doesn't work.
It is weird. I look back.
Your hair grows incredibly quickly.
Yeah, man, it's really fast.
When were you here last? When were you in Perth last when we were...
About a month or two ago.
Yeah, you had like almost no hair then, right? I mean, it was slowly starting to grow back and now it's longer than...
Someone put a photo up of me totally bald with no eyebrows. I was doing a gig in Adelaide.
And they make you shave everything off.
Yeah. In Adelaide, they give you a full
whack. They got strange rules in the comedy.
We need to be very aerodynamic for this gig.
Yeah. It'd be like, you can only do five if you've got eyebrows. If you want to close this show,
In comedy, we say they've either got cancer or they've been to Adelaide. Just did the Adelaide run. Did you just do the Adelaide run? No, I've got cancer. Oh, fuck. What a way to find out.
Oh, God. Checking your Instagram to see if you've posted anything about gigs in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Do I need to check in on him?
Now, guys, we've got to go through the last episode. Last episode we had two great comedians. I went full interstate. And what we did is we had Chloe Black from Tasmania.
I didn't listen to the episode, but I saw the hack.
Yep. Now, her hack was we got her to post. Well, I got her to post.
Where have you been banged?
She said, in her stories, go writing some erotic fiction about having sex in Tasmania. what's some good locations you've been pounded at or done some pounding?
Did that stay up? They didn't take that down.
She took it down after, I think it was...
What's the rule? You have to leave it up till the pod's out?
No, you can take it down whenever you like.
Oh, no, I didn't mean like her taking it down either. I just meant like, did it get flagged or anything? You know what they like sometimes.
Yeah, it didn't get flagged. Someone wrote, some good replies here. Pizza Hut car park.
Nice.
I mean,
nice.
That's probably teenage years.
Yeah.
I think it's you fuck in a Pizza Hut car park at the start of your fucking career or at the end. You know, like that. I think that's a mid-50s affair hangout.
But at any point do you go inside? The Pizza Hut.
Isn't Pizza Hut notoriously expensive?
So it's mostly
the older guys who've got some super, they've got some security behind them.
They've got some cash. We're going to the Pizza Hut car park.
Yeah, no teenager. You'd do McDonald's car park, wouldn't you, if anything?
Yeah. It's so weird when you're younger, you're like, oh, God, wouldn't it be fun to fuck at work? Like fucking at a pizza.
I never felt like that. I was always very shy about the whole thing.
People, I was like,
wouldn't it be nice to do it in the privacy of a home where you know nobody's going to walk in?
Yeah. And see my penis.
Yeah, I really see my willy.
Now I'm like, oh, yuck. Get on a hard bench or something like that. You're like, what are you doing? You know, you can't sleep afterwards. What are you going to do? Sleep near the oven or some shit. Someone said, because it's Tasmania, a green room at Dark Mofo. Very spicy. That's hot. You know, green room. That big festival.
Oh, is that a festival?
That
arts festival. Listen to how old we are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys
Is that one of them things in a field?
Yeah. What the young
ones are they're burning people and shit like that. The bird viewing hut on Tamar Island.
Jesus Christ.
So it must be a bird viewing hut.
Right.
That's funny because the bird viewing hut then becomes
I was down the bird viewing hut and I viewed this bird.
The birds were looking into that going, fuck, what's going on
here? A lot of huts. Bird viewing hut, pizza hut. Why do people all want to fuck in a hut?
Angry about that.
Yeah.
Well, just...
Someone said back of van at a Falls festival. Another festival one. Boring.
Back of a van?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit basic.
Pretty much every single stop point along the Midlands Highway. So that must be a big highway in Tasmania. And
every single stop point. Yeah. That's a new relationship block.
That is a new relationship.
Yeah, brand new.
Yeah, that's really brand new.
You can imagine them years from now.
And dick pills
saying,
too.
Oh, back in my day, do you remember we drove down that road? Every stop point.
Yeah, every stop. Yeah.
There's almost an element of romance.
The horny person would bring it up in the room. They would go, oh, remember we did that? And the other person would
The other person.
It'd be like Mike and I's D&M.
Yeah, a long time ago.
You know what I mean? Just wipe from their
memory. Didn't happen. I remember we drove somewhere.
I've never been down this road.
Yeah, never been down this road.
Never been on a road
trip. I'm ashamed. Yeah. I was just trying to lure you in.
Yeah, turning Christina up. Hang on, I love this.
Yeah. And then someone said, this is disgusting, this one. In the sea at Badger Beach.
No.
The sea.
Right, yuck. The sea and the beach.
Yeah.
Absolutely get fucked.
Yeah.
No.
Awful ideas.
Yeah.
Awful.
The shower as well, by the way. Like, I know it's an
hugely impractical.
People are like, oh, the shower would be great. No. No, I don't think I have done it before in the shower.
And I mean, if you're doing the shower, what, do I stop crying to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Or do you know what I mean? This is my crying place.
I'm getting to be a big man, you know. Like
that's true, Nick. You are
not. I don't think I'm bigger in space. I just need more space.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You get in the shower. I never used to feel cramped in the shower. Now I feel like, oh, I need a fucking
filling
big shower.
Yeah.
It's like when I go into a room. Like, I remember I used to sleep with a mattress on the floor, and you could hardly open the cupboard door.
Yeah.
And now I need like a lot of space. I got to walk around.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You got to be able to.
Because you kind of, as you get older, you kind of loom more. You kind of waddle. you kind of walk from side to side more.
You bump into stuff more.
Yeah.
You stop. You need to spread out when you sit on stuff.
Spread out,
and you're from the country too, so that was probably part of that's the big adjustment to going into the city, right? And living in smaller places, I guess, and being more claustrophobic.
I think even though physically you don't weigh more in the country.
No, I think
mentally,
you do.
Mentally, you just
weigh
more.
Yeah, you feel that you weigh more.
You see me walk down the street, you go, that guy weighs more than a city guy, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least
solid
he feels
all the way
like
through.
He does.
It's like a ton of feathers thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes.
So that was pretty funny. I got Luca Muller to do one that was kind of weird. It was an experiment. I don't know. I got him to, I don't know if you guys saw this, I got him to post a story saying, and it's got that Blokes Advice group.
Oh, yeah.
You know that Blokes Advice Facebook group where they're like, oh, look at this. Look at these tits. Anyway, I'm suicidal.
Is that what it is? There's a lot of stuff like that coming about now, isn't there?
It's like men's mental health.
We're worried about men.
Yeah.
It's like nobody likes them.
We're
going to need a group.
Anyway, fucking Amber Heard, she's at it again. But it's fully crazy stuff. I love blokes that like, they're like, we're riding our Harleys around Tasmania to raise awareness for the mental health. And you're like, you would have fucking done that anyway.
We're doing the thing we like to do.
We're helping out mates. And our wives, they're all in a car together.
You're raising money to not be at home is what you're doing.
We'll be put in another $10 and we'll stop at every pub on the way.
You're supposed to inconvenience yourself, aren't you, to if you're going to raise awareness.
But it never is, though.
It's got to be something where someone goes, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what we should do. We should go get a group of blokes together and like, we're all going to a fucking, you know, like a women's, you know, like a meeting to learn about feminism and stuff like that.
Yeah, to raise awareness.
To raise awareness for men's health.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're doing stuff they don't want to do. Like,
yeah, that's it. It should be like Movember, isn't it? Even that changed around, didn't it? Because a lot of people discovered that they quite like having a mustache.
Yeah.
The idea was you'd raise money by having a big silly mustache.
Yeah, and looking silly. And everyone's like, I'm going to keep this year round.
I actually like this. Yeah. This is going to work for me.
Yeah.
I tried doing it the other day. I had a little shave and for the first time in my life, I left a little mustache and I looked so seedy.
I love seeing all the people
58.
Around.
I look really creepy.
I love seeing all the people around who are like growing beards like this now, but just being lazy. Yeah. And then they'll shave it all off and go, oh, yeah, this is like 2 days' worth.
Yeah, I started
this from November. First week of November, look at the size of it.
Yeah.
Like, cunt, you haven't shaved since August. Fuck
yeah. So that was, we got him to post that and then like a screenshot of the group and he goes, just got booked for a corporate by these guys. I actually know nothing about them, but the money's great. What do I need to be across for it? Anyway. No, he said he absolutely got nothing.
Really?
Which is scary. The silence is scary.
Maybe he's doing gigs.
One cottoned on to the fact that it was probably a joke or a phone hack.
No one was like, I think nothing at all.
Well, is it not conceivable that they'd book you for a gig?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's more that people probably don't want to touch it.
People wouldn't want to touch that.
As in people don't want to comment on
that. Ah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Luca is such a nice... Dude, as well.
Yeah. He would never perform for... Whatever, I don't think he even knew what Bloke's Advice was. Okay, so let's get into the fucking phones, huh?
Fucking right, huh?
All right. Now, I'll pass my phone to the left and John can go through my phone. Dave will go through John's phone and I'll go through David's phone. So, let's do this. I'll just get the spinning wheel up. Now, my spinning wheel doesn't have, you know... It doesn't have the music, which is scary. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I can do the music. So I would go, doodle-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Spinning wheel.
Now.
Oh, I know that song. I haven't heard that in years.
Oh, that's fucking Spinning Wheel by the...
Tina Turner. It's got a little celebration thing.
Spinning Wheel. Spinning Wheel by the Wheel Spinners. And their second album, Spinning Wheel, too.
I like that they said their own band name in it. Spinning Wheel by the Wheel Spinners. That's us.
It's like that, the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Now, don't scroll up, John.
Only downwards?
Because there's a couple of things that I have for you. So scroll downwards.
Only downwards.
Only downwards.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so what do I do? What am I going?
John just goes through my phone for now, and then we'll see how it goes.
What, I go through it and just observe things?
Yeah. Just let me know what you see and...
pick something.
You probably just saw... Did you just...
I saw some black and white photographs.
You saw, my partner. She got a wisdom teeth out.
Yeah, a picture of your dear lady with a bandage round her head.
Yeah. It was full cartoony. It is cartoony.
It's not a heroic bandage. Do you remember that Billy Connolly thing about how there are some bandages that are sexy bandages? It was in his last tour. He's like, there's some bandages that are, you know, a sexy bandage.
Yeah.
The one across the chest there is a fucking hero's bandage.
Yeah.
And he talked about something that happened where he'd gotten the one that goes around your head.
Yeah.
You know, you can never be the guy on the news there going, it's not about me. Yeah. It's about the children. Do you know what I mean? There's no hero in a head bandage.
Yeah.
Like in an action film sort of thing.
Someone bopped you on the head.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, that was the last hack.
That was the last hack.
I had to take a photo of me with Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Oh, God, that was horrible.
Why is that horrible? People like that album.
Yeah,
oh, it's because you're a bungle guy, aren't you?
Yeah,
you like bungle obscure
I don't know.
Stuff.
I guess it's just because it's associated with Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't mind
I've never seen them.
Yeah, I don't know. They suck.
My mate's in it and I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We got a humble brag.
Well, I think I told you Bruce is in it.
Bruce who?
Bruce McKinnon.
Oh, which one does he play? Green Man number 3?
Exactly. He's the... Cyclops or something. So he's not in it for long. He's got like a little speaking part in one of them.
Which
I guess is a big deal for someone who's like an actor, but not like an
A-lister
or whatever. But my wife was watching it and I saw him on screen. And I was, and I texted him and I went, "You're in Guardians of the Galaxy." And he went, "Oh, I thought I told you that." Yeah. Not excited about it at all.
My sister got a picture of Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler.
With laxer on his hand. Yeah. By the looks of things.
Yeah, we went to a restaurant together and he was very excited about
to slap getting, a laxer.
He was getting very excited about a show we did. This was before the show. He was getting very excited about this large dicky knee that they'd made, and he was telling me about the dicky knee, and he was moving his hands up and down, and he put his hand straight into his Thai curry, and it just fucking went all over the restaurant. How shameful!
That's too excited.
Yeah.
Too excitable about.
Was that the aftermath of that photo?
Yeah.
I was going to say I thought this was some kind of hack.
Yeah.
It's just an odd photograph to have taken.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah.
So you're getting your phone out to take a picture while he's talking
about it. Yeah, while he was wiping it. Yeah, it was very funny. It set the whole restaurant into turmoil. It was very funny. You know, one of those ones? You know, in the, if you just drop something, everyone's like, oh, yeah. But when someone hears like a smash, everyone looks around
and
you're like,
spoon flies in the air.
Yeah, you're just like, whoa, this is some good carnage. And what was that? What was
you, his? Tommy Dasilo, and Hasbullah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
I don't know. I really want to fight him. He's got a UFC contract, and I don't understand that.
Yeah. You want to fight him?
I want to fight him. Why is he in the UFC?
This Hasbullah guy?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That would be a great Zoom meeting.
Yeah, me, Tommy Dasilo, and Hasbullah.
Get him on Phone X. That's
a
belt.
Yeah. A real meeting of the minds. Yeah. that's a real,
So what was that?
Someone sent it to me. They were like, these are the last three stories that I saw.
Oh, okay.
And it was me, Tommy Dasilo, and Hezbollah. Yeah, right. So it was like a real comedy tour de force. What was that one?
I don't know. You're doing a very peculiar thing with your hands there.
I was bouldering. And,
what do you mean bouldering? Bouldering?
Yeah.
You mean ten-pin bowling?
No,
that's
indoor climbing.
That's how you say that.
Oh, indoor climbing, right. Yeah. Shan Choice told me she's taking it up and we're going to go tomorrow.
Taking up bouldering?
Yeah.
Shan's only doing that because she's already as tall as the highest wall. It's almost no challenge at all for Shan Choice.
Well, it's annoying because she, I don't think she's athletic at all.
She's
telling me
very long woman.
Yeah, but I bet she'd destroy me. I bet she's like, oh, I'm very new, I'm very green, and I'm like, you have the perfect reach for this. You're fucking gonna kill
me. My sister-in-law does it, and she's tiny.
Oh, right.
And she's very good as well. Like she posted this thing the other day. What's it called? Like a spider hang or something? And she's literally like upside down. Like not, I think she uses her feet at one point.
Else is, it's I can't do that.
It's really impressive.
That's fucking great. Yeah. Well, sometimes the tiny people go good as well because they can kind of jump and you know.
Because she probably
not
weighs,
the tall
like,
people can't jump.
White tall people can't jump.
Let's do one more and then
Why there's nowhere to jump to, is there?
Yeah. What's this?
Who's that? It's one of the memes of Adam Levine. Holy fuck, holy fucking fuck, the body of yours is absurd.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
the person in it?
Oh, that's Lewis Spears, but I changed it to a... And when everyone had that meme that was like, holy fuck, that body of yours is absurd or whatever, I was like, oh, right. So I screenshotted his and then I put a tractor over him and put in my stories. Yeah, John Deere tractor. I'm not going to be a fucking idiot. You know, and it got a lot of good reacts. It was good. That would go up as a post, usually.
Yes.
But I think my standards have got better.
Nice.
And I'm like, you know what? That's only going to stories.
That's a temporary thing.
Yeah, that's a temporary thing.
This is a
temporary moment in time.
And another bouldering injury there.
I was doing this crazy regime before Brett and I went to Tasmania, and I thought I'll ride my mountain bike every day for an hour, and then I'll do bouldering at the end.
Yeah.
So I'd probably ride for 30 or 40 minutes, then I'd do bouldering at the end. My
How
hands
rough
fucked.
Must your hands be now?
Yeah, they're brutal.
Because
yeah.
the calories must you have burnt as well.
They started out as country hands.
Mm.
Yeah, like, that's a great point. Yeah.
And then he goes and roughs them up even more. There must be like a grain to them.
Yeah, but they lost it. They got soft. They got soft over the years. Yeah, you know.
They're like tarmac.
Yeah, they're very soft. Yeah, yeah.
You've got the little calluses around the top though.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they stay forever those. Yeah. They never go away. You know, they never go away. Yeah, that's great. Well, now we're going to go John's going to pass his phone to Dave. And, yeah, we got some all right stuff there. My photos, unfortunately, boring. Mm. They're boring, man.
There's probably all sorts of shit.
All right, here we go. Now you got to do the spinning wheel music again, David.
I can't remember what the music is.
Spinning wheel by the wheel, spinning wheel, spinners. All we do is spin.
And it's landed on photos again.
Photos.
So you can have a look. Oh, there you go. It does a little applause.
A round of applause. Is that the spin?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's hot, huh?
All right.
You say that's hot.
Well, this I love already because I've seen these. I've already seen them outside.
Oh,
these
pumpkins.
Three wonderfully carved pumpkins. Have you seen those, mate? Look at that.
Have you ever carved a pumpkin?
Yeah, no. Is it hard work?
It is fucking disgusting.
I want to do it because Oscar's really keen to do it.
Yeah,
I've never done it before.
Well, Soph said to Rubes that we could do it, and I was like, oh, fucking nice one. Right. So I thought, right, we'll have to get some now. So we did it. I've never done it before. It is gross. Honestly, I genuinely think, like, as I was, because you have to like fish all the goo out with your hands, and it feels really Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it would be that different if you were just gouging out the insides of a dog. It was just horrible. It's just it's fucking awful stuff.
Yeah, but like a dog, can't you cook that into something as well?
Yeah.
Do you have to cure it or anything, or like varnish it or whatever?
No, you just go at it. You just chop its top of its head off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but he's got a point though. I bet if you do something to it, it would last longer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Nail
varnish.
I don't know. Well, something to stop it like going off.
Yeah.
Well, you only need it for Halloween, don't you?
Yeah, but when's Halloween? When is Halloween?
It's next week.
Yeah. Because you're a dad.
Yeah.
Well, you're both dads.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to do the trick or treat thing?
I don't know.
Taking your kid around?
I'm doing it. That's why I was a Buzz Lightyear in a Woody costume.
Really? So what happens? Does the neighbourhood decide? I guess there's a Facebook group.
Mate,
I don't know about here, but the thing is, if the porch light is on, then that basically means that, yeah, we're open for trick-or-treating. Obviously, the house is decorated as well, but some houses don't decorate them, but they do leave their porch
imagine
light on.
Imagine if the house was decorated.
Yeah, but the light was on. Like,
fuck off.
Oh, come on.
hey, Dad, what does a red porch light mean? I don't know. The best trick-or-treat ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dad'll do this one.
It's dead wholesome round your way, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That's where I'm doing
it. They put a bit of effort in.
Yeah, it's like a fucking
What trick do you do? Because
you don't
want to put a firecracker in there. You don't want to blind the kid or whatever. Like,
yeah, it's so much nicer in Australia. It's very how I imagine it would be in America. It's horrible in England. You wouldn't even do anything. You might put a mask on or something.
Say, we didn't
like
do it in England.
Sometimes you wouldn't even bother. You'd just knock on people's doors
and then
say
fuck off.
Trick or treat. And if they and if they weren't having it, you'd write pedo on the door or something like that.
If you were young enough, accuse them of it.
Yeah, I can even remember the entitlement that I felt.
Really?
Sort of going round with a little crew, trick or treating. No effort in it whatsoever. We were just horrible. We were just like, give us some money for no reason.
Oh, we didn't do any of that.
Thing, yeah.
And it was coins back then. We didn't want no sweets.
Oh you really?
Coins.
Yeah, same as, what was it?
Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes and Christmas caroling. Such
Christmas
England
caroling,
is full
yeah.
of little chances.
It is,
we were all
it?
Like,
everyone's
wish
on
you
the
a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And I'm expected to be paid for this.
Yeah.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Tidings.
Yeah.
Give me if I can find
that. Here's a quid.
So that was a Christmas thing, huh? So
Christmas caroling.
Because it would have been cold.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You guys are just walking around going,
we have clothes though, so that's cool.
New children awkwardly singing. Merry Christmas. I gave them money. They had no clothes. It's brutal. It's like an Iron Man thing they got to do. It's to prove you're an adult. If you can sing Nude Christmas in the snow.
What a fucking, what do you call it?
It's an
Survivor
into
show.
Into
that
manhood.
Would be.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
you have to sing Christmas carols in the nude in the snow.
In Swindon.
To people on the dole.
And have the gall to ask for money. amazing.
That is great. Yeah, oh. Yeah.
I've just stumbled upon another photo that I'm very curious about. I want to know whose hand this is.
Oh, whoa, that is swollen.
What's going on here?
So what happened there is Sophie's dad, like technically my father-in-law.
By the way, for the listeners, I thought I saw a picture of a balloon with sausages attached to it.
Yeah, so, yeah, that is a swollen
hand. Yeah, it's a big Prince Charles vibes hand.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. So that's Sophie's dad, is it?
Yeah, so he's started at this gym, right? And he's hitting a heavy bag in there. And there's another guy hitting one. And he'd said, you don't wrap your hands.
Yeah.
Sort of thinking, this guy's going to break his hand. And the guy had told him, oh, no, I don't need to wrap my hands. I have almost perfect punch technique, so I don't have to wrap my hands. So there's this whole thing about...
Well, being like macho and not wrapping your hands.
Yeah, just if you've got perfect punch technique, supposedly you don't have to
Is that
wrap
a thing?
Your hands. Yeah, whereas if you're an amateur, I don't know, Floyd Mayweather, Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, they all have to wrap their hands because of their poor punch technique.
Yeah,
This guy on the other end, right?
This guy from Perth.
I've never boxed or anything. So when you wrap your hands, is that like a compression thing? Is that
sort of keeping all the bones of your hands together?
Fuck me, is it really? Is that what the? I always thought it was so that you know when you hit the bat, you don't put the glove on.
Yeah, because they're really laying into each other and they're trying to. So they're doing their best to make it so that it doesn't matter that there's a big padded glove on. Do you know what I mean? So they can really hit each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But okay. You've done it as a kid. Surely you hit a heavy bag without wraps or anything on, your wrist snaps over.
Because I've only done boxing at those gyms where it's like, you know, round 12 or, you know, kind of like a glorified F-45.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
You are trained by boxers. You hit the bag.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never wrapped up my hands. But then I thought, I've looked over at a 55-year-old granny also doing the same exercise. Yeah. And like, yeah, she probably doesn't need to wrap her hands either.
Boxer size or something. Was that it? Was that the thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So what he was hitting, oh, I'm not going to wrap my hands either. I'm just going to follow this guy.
No.
And why is his hand so swollen?
No, that's not his hand.
He sent you that guy's hand.
I sent that back to him. I just pinched that off of Google
and
sent it back to him with a message that said
wrap your fucking hands.
Yeah, I was like, perfect punch technique. And then the same guy by the 30th second of the first round.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you look at this fucking loser, David? Fucking sending selfies of him, his handsome self, to his lady, then communicating with his father-in-law with little jokes.
Her family are nice. They're nice. I was just talking to David about this. It's so weird for me to be like, because me and her have been seeing each other for coming up on a year.
Yeah.
And her family are all nice and they all like each other, which is weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what your family's like.
No, we all like each other, but we all hang shit on each other as well.
I've only ever known families that are, like, there's no divorces in her family. Not one anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's strange.
Yeah.
Like, they sing lines of Les Mis to each other and stuff. They all know the words.
We don't go that far.
And they sing them to each other. It's like lovely. You struggle to get my family to fucking talk to each other. Never mind singing fucking musicals. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's nice being in this lovely family that all like each other. I hope I don't fuck it up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no.
You better learn all the lines to Les Mis then.
Yeah.
Getting up early, doing my Les Mis practice, ready for Christmas.
You walk in and go, tradition. Like, that's Fiddler on the Roof, you idiot.
I reckon I could fuck it up if I show him this.
Oh, yeah, that's... That's quite good.
Yeah, what's that?
That's two baboons. Monkey fingering another monkey.
Fingering another monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess this didn't go to the father-in-law.
Would you like context for it or would you like to make it up?
No, I want to leave it there.
Yeah. Did you send this to the father-in-law and go, my favourite scene from Les Mis?
Yeah. I've just posted that to your Insta.
Okay. I mean, I just like that. There's no reason for it. I just like it. No, that was because, do you remember the picture of Mickey Rourke and his stylist? The one that went viral just recently. I think it was Mickey Rourke, and he's got like all long blonde hair and his stylist has got this tall black hair. It looks like Zoolander.
Oh, really?
So that picture was knocking about and I sent it to Blake saying, I hate when they catch us not posing. Because there's a blonde one and a brown haired one, you know, and they look ridiculous. And so he liked that. And then I screenshotted the monkey fingering the other monkey so I could send that to him at some point and say, I hate when they catch us not posing. I was just.
I hate when they catch me not posing.
They're the new headshots, baby. Have a look at those. There's some
done.
Crackers.
There are. I like
oh,
this.
Man,
I like these
I love headshots. I had to get some photos done the other day.
I hate
and
getting them done,
fucking
but I'm so
brutal.
Yeah. How do you go? What? Tell me about your psychological process when you have to do it.
Well, this time, like it was really cool. Because I got to get them done for my comedy festival poster, and I said to the photographer. Because I think in comedy now, everyone wants to look nice.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to look nice.
Totally.
And I was like, I don't want to look nice.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
Don't want to look like shit either.
I don't want to deter people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you don't want to drive
also,
them away
I don't want to. I don't want to look nice. You know, I don't want it to.
It's the cool. Everyone wants to look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, look
which
cool.
was when I did that Absolute Geezer show.
Yeah.
That was my thing with that. That was the same. Thought process I went through was
yeah.
like, why is everybody trying to look like a rapper?
Yeah,
on their comedy well, think, show poster, which is why that weird teethy thing.
Comedy's going through the skateboarder thing, where it was like used to be like skateboarders, fucking losers, yeah, weirdo, yeah, yeah. crazy outcasts. To now they're like Adidas sponsorships yeah. when they're writing books and stuff, and they all look cool and ripped and
yeah.
And it's an industry.
Yeah,
now, comedy.
There's so many cool comedians now as well.
Yeah, comedy wasn't an industry. It was an industry, but now it's a different industry. It's yeah. like it's like being a fucking
it's
I don't know,
like being in a band now.
Yeah, yeah, or being a personal trainer or something
yeah.
like that. You
yeah,
know what
it's
I mean?
That
like
common.
Yeah, yeah, and being a personal trainer is like
more accessible.
Like comedy now. You can be a celebrity personal yeah. trainer mm-hmm. or you know, or something like that.
Tattooing's a bit like that now as well.
Yeah.
Like back in the day it was really a naughty person's thing to be.
Yes, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Or what a naughty person
yeah,
they
yeah,
must
that
be.
That naughty
you know?
John Pinder.
Yeah.
He'll never amount
now,
to it. He'll never be handsome.
Yeah. yeah.
Now
what's
look
he listening
at
to? is that R. Kelly?
To your point earlier though, when I first saw your one of your oldest like stand-up clips on YouTube. You're wearing you're a bit overweight and
a bit,
and you're wearing an Adidas tracksuit.
I was fat as an ounce. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So
that was my thing. That was well,
that would have been
what
15
noticed,
years ago or something.
Yeah, because I'm always more interested in, like I said, from you know, I said yeah. you've got the best head in comedy. Mm. I think because material's not my strong point. I look at what other things seem to give people their own little edge.
Yeah, yeah,
and I
yeah.
think how they sound and what they look like and all that sort of shit
yeah.
plays in. I'm very interested in a lot of that sort yeah. of stuff. And I think like, for example, James McCann.
Yeah.
I think he has the best voice in comedy.
I think so.
He's one of those guys, like I look at your head
yeah.
at the start of a video and I can laugh before you've said anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can feel when, like from yeah. your face that you're going to say something funny. You know what I mean? And McCann, he could be say... You
well,
can McCann's, say anything and it's funny.
McKenzie's like, he's really cool. Like, it's kind of where I took a little bit of inspiration from with the photos because, like, you want to be a fucked artist.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You don't want to be like a, I don't know, like a,
you don't want to look like you're doing better than you are.
Yeah,
in life.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to host a TV show. Like, I would if you gave me the money.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like, you know what I mean?
That's not the
goal,
though.
That's not my thing that I probably am destined for or whatever.
Yeah.
Mike's good looking.
Yes.
He's a great-looking guy, and he looks good in photos.
Yeah.
Last time we got the photos done in these suits.
He's got the mustache
I was like, you're,
as well,
a,
doesn't
you're
he?
A fucking model. Like, you know, you look great.
Yeah.
You know, that's his track.
Yeah.
And therefore, he can do a different style of comedy, which he can get away with a
yeah.
lot of fucking,
yeah.
you know, marketable like, yeah, I'm a shit. Fucking, I'm a, I think he said the most douchiest thing in the photo shoot. He goes, I kind of look like I don't give a fuck, but a bit cheeky.
Is that what
like
he said?
He said something like that. Like it was something like, yeah, yeah. He's like, you know, like Daniel Tosh or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah
very
yeah.
funny. It was very funny. And he's like, don't say it. Don't tell anyone I fucking said that.
I won't say it on
and
the
you
podcast.
Didn't.
Yeah, no, I said right. I said it on the. He won't. He didn't ever. He never listens to it.
yeah. So you.
Yeah. So.
But you still, I do that. I'll go into a
yeah.
photo shoot. And I'll have in my mind, just be silly. Don't take
yeah.
it seriously or anything like that.
Yeah.
But as soon as you're in there, the voice appears.
Man,
like
it does.
You look like an idiot. You
yeah.
look you like what? How self-centered must you be to be having photographs taken just of you? Do you know
oh.
what I mean? It feels horrible. The whole have you got them headshots?
No, I refuse
I had to fully
for this
yeah.
very reason. It
it's
feels
horrible.
It feels ridiculous. And anytime someone goes, "Oh, can you send us a headshot?" and I just go, "Don't have any. I've just got stage photos."
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I just
yeah.
send them. Them.
No, it's good. It's good because I got a good guy, Chris Chillery
yeah.
on Instagram. Check him out. It's
yeah.
fucking amazing. He's an amazing guy. But it's cool now because I've reached a – there's a part of me where I don't do it, I don't want to look good. But at the same time, there's a part of me where he's like, man, talk to me like in the emotion that I want. This is what I want from you.
Right,
so he's
okay.
Like, tell – you don't – because I was telling him, I was like, man, I want it to look like – because I don't give a fuck anymore about comedy. Like, I don't give a fuck.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like I've hit this stage where it's all the same.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and yeah. I just want to
You're no longer an idealist. You are now what you are.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah. I don't want to, like, I felt like I was writing good jokes and a lot, like, there's so many good comedians now.
Yeah.
And they all write good jokes.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's all the same.
Yeah, that's what I, that's my whole thing with things that make people interesting by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, why would I listen to them? And not them or them or them or them or them. Because all the jokes are like...
Yeah.
Even the best joke in the world, you can predict in the sense that at the end of this, it's going to be funny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I know where this is going. Well, there's going to be a punchline.
Well,
I'm almost certain.
I was putting clips up and this is a little teaser to the listeners out there. Ooh. I was putting little clips up of my jokes and it was going well and I enjoyed it, but then I realized everyone's doing that.
Yeah.
So lately I've been filming me... fucking eating it and then sometimes pulling out of it, sometimes
having
not.
Having a bad gig.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, this is better.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I'm going to start putting, I think I might start putting clips up, but have false titles like couple has live sex on stage.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Man murdered in the audience. You yeah. know what I mean?
Comedian
like
destroys heckler. It's yeah. just you saying good evening and welcome to the show.
Yeah, yeah. Four women get their big swing and knockers out on stage. No, that sounds like a mental health thing on Bugs and Boys. Anyway, yeah. All right. So we're going to go through. Well, fuck, time's getting away. Sorry, boys. I'm going to go through something in David's phone. So let's see what the spinning wheel does. Spinning wheel,
spinning wheel.
What's
wheel
the deal? Ah, oh, photos again.
Again.
It's a triple photo.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, man.
Round of applause.
Oh, the applause. Yeah, man. What are you a photo man? Are you a screenshotter?
I thought maybe you checked my photo, so I set it up for you.
Yeah. Oh, have you done that? Have you?
It's just 50 of those.
Is that Shrek as well?
Yeah.
Is it Shrek?
It's
Shrek
nude. Just loads of them.
Of course it is.
It's Shrek nude with a big dong, which is fucking awesome.
Nice. On brand.
That is great. Now, yeah, David, now you, for those who haven't worked it out already, you are not Dave Hughes.
No.
You're David Hughes. You fucking write the best tweets. Man, they get me so good.
Thanks.
Yeah, you've been doing stand-up lately. Fucking love it. Big fan of your work. So you got a lot of screenshots of that in there.
Yeah,
so
it's probably quite boring in there, actually. I didn't look beyond it.
You just look like a sadist, really. Just like, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, here's one of mine.
This one. Actually, you do have, though... what it looks like to be a collage of a fucking burn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is my okay, so WhatsApp obviously saves the camera roll. I don't know if it does that for everyone, but that's my neighbor sending me a picture of their little girl's knees that she'd burned on a carpet. There's no interesting or funny story behind it. She had to go to a burn.
Your neighbor sent you photos of a...
We're very close. Like,
oh, very close.
Children play together and stuff and And Oscar...
Oh, that's the lady from next door.
Yeah, the one that was at my birthday.
Yeah, they're lovely people.
Yeah, so Oscar was asking where Ava was and then...
We're good friends. We share pictures of the knees.
The knees. Yeah. Sometimes elbows. Sometimes the elbows.
Absolutely no more questions. No more questions. This is over. I'm going on to the next photo.
I'm not going to mention actually that they are the knees of a 5-year-old and just leave it at that.
No. Fucking hell. You are awful. You're an awful person. Yeah.
Those are the knees of a 5-year-old girl. Oh, have you got a daughter? I have not.
Yeah, I have not.
I have not. Oh, yeah,
but some people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people do. Some people who live close to me do. I've seen them.
You've got a screenshot here.
Are they better now?
Yeah.
I think it's a screenshot of Bert Kreischer on a podcast. Oh, no, it's a video.
A video of Bert.
Oh, is it the one I sent I don't know which one it is.
How do you save a video like that? It's a TikTok.
So on the there's an option on TikTok to just download the video.
Oh, you can download a video.
You can just save it directly to your phone.
Oh man, so what? You just download Bert Kreischer and then you're like, hell yeah, I'm gonna say this on a podcast.
There was probably something like in it that was because the thing is, there's tons of those comedians. This kind of goes to your point about reels and things. There's so many of those comedians that I find interesting when you watch them on interviews or listening to them on an interview, and then I watch a bit of their stand-up and I go, oh, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
He's one of them. I've tried to watch his stand-up because everyone's like, oh, he's great. Mm. I get a few minutes in, I'm like, I don't like this one bit.
Yeah, man. I've felt that.
American stand-up's big, isn't it? That style of stand-up.
I didn't mind. I kind of like Sam Morrell's new one on Netflix because it only goes for like 35 minutes or something.
Yeah, I couldn't get through that either.
Yeah, he couldn't get through that. Yeah.
A lot of those guys, I like them better on pod.
Same. Mark Norman.
Theo Von.
More of a Mark Norman on podcast kind of guy.
And everyone's like, oh, he's so joke heavy and the writing's really tight. Yeah. You'll love it. And then I watch it and I go, I can appreciate it, but
yeah.
That's what I mean. Sometimes it feels like stand-up for stand-ups. I'm not arsed with that.
It's like
kind
clinical
of stand-up
as well. Yeah, it's like, this is a masterclass in like joke writing, and I totally get that, but I'm not really entertained by it.
It's not brightened my day anymore.
Yeah.
I like a stand-up that like proper makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to watch it figuring out what they're doing and stuff.
Man, that's my favorite comedy.
Keep it pure for yourself, you know?
Watching something that you could never do, so if I watch like Ross Noble, for example, I'd be like, fuck knows how, but go for it. Entertain me. I can never do what you're doing.
Tony, are you guys fans of Tony Law?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, man, he's great. He does one of the greatest sets ever on Russell Howard's Have I Got News For You or whatever. Oh,
okay.
And he was depressed and suicidal at the time and he wrote it on the train on the way there. He didn't want to do the gig.
Yeah.
And he just does a lot of stuff that you can't explain.
Like really?
He's one of Noel Fielding's and Stuart Lee's favourite guys.
Right, okay.
And he's a full crazy guy. I saw his show once. They took him to Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And he was on the gala, but they never put the clip out because he went 20 minutes over. They had to actually get the big hook and drag him off.
Oh, sounds fun.
Yeah. And
sorry, what was it? Tony Law?
Tony Law. Okay. So good. And even his old clips are fantastic. There's a clip of him on Rove, which is incredible as well. Yeah. And he's just incredible. Incredible guy.
Was he a British guy or...?
He's Canadian, but then he's made a name for himself in UK.
Okay.
But yeah, he's awesome. He's so good, and I just love it because I can't work him out.
Yeah.
He's got this bit where he does on the Russell Howard thing where he's wearing this kind of wetsuit or whatever, but it's got nothing to do with the joke. But he just starts going, Gokwan. Gokwan.
Oh, he's like that kind of guy.
Gokwan. 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 He goes, no gok, you lost.
Brilliant.
And then gets a standing ovation for that joke. Wow. Yeah. It's just like, yes, I love that. Like, it's bits like that I go, fuck, I wish I wrote that.
Yeah, how
yeah, but also I never would have because my mind would never go there.
Sam
yeah.
Campbell's like that as well.
Sam Campbell,
comes out
with
stuff, you're like, I don't know how you got to that.
How did you get? Yeah.
Sometimes with Sam Campbell, it might be like you can see, it's like a classic stand-up idea.
Yeah.
Like that thing he was doing about the fish under the sea with lights on the red.
Yeah,
but the way that he tells it, the way... Nobody else could get it.
Yeah.
Only he could say it like that.
The thing
I love shit like that.
You recently put this clip out. Check it out, guys. McDonald's comedy. Sam Campbell, the best.
Yeah.
I love. He does it that joke. How he thought his girlfriend was a hunchback, but really, how she was a hunchback, but he just thought she was Deliveroo lady the whole time.
Yeah.
And then he does that as the punchline, but then he goes. My favorite thing is he keeps going. Like, if I did that, I would just end with a punchline. He goes, yeah, we were going to see a show. And I said, can you take the cube off? And she goes, no, the cube stays. Like, that's my favorite part of it, you know. Like, Anne Edmonds did a good one for one of the ABC stand. I think the last one she did where she talked about Arancini balls and it had no get, no – she just kept saying arancini balls to piss her husband off, you know, to piss Lloyd off. And it was fucking hilarious because I couldn't work it out. I was like, you're doing a gala spot.
Yeah.
I would go and do the safest stuff with the craziest punchlines. I'd be
Make
trying
this
to
work.
I wouldn't just be ranting about arancini balls. And it fucking ruled. You know, I loved it. You've got this. You've got this, man. It's a video on a dude observing woke comedy. And then it's got a spew emoji.
Yeah, that's a WhatsApp thing as well. I don't even know if I've watched it.
Anyway.
So that's the problem with WhatsApp stuff, I think.
Yeah. It's just like, work comedy. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, he's that guy who does that documentary, isn't he?
Ah, which documentary?
Oh, the what is a woman guy.
Yeah.
He's
I
one
think
of those,
he's becoming quite popular.
You know the Daily
popular.
Wire people? You've got Ben Shapiro.
Oh, right.
Candace Owens. And all those people that are sort of challenging anything that's woke.
Oh, right.
Basically, they're sort of challenging anything.
So
trans
incels?
Stuff, anything. Well, they sort of have a reputation of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, it's the two wings, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Not to go too, delve into comedy too much, but that, I watch it every couple of months, is that James Acaster the trans thing is so good, isn't it?
Does he have a trans thing?
Yeah, where he...
Do you mean the bit that... I think it's in repertoire, isn't it?
Where he does the bit where he pretends to be the edgy comedian.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant. Yeah. So good. His episode with Mark Maron on WTF is fantastic.
Yes, that is good. I did listen to that. He's another one of those people. It's like, how... I can't work him out.
Yeah, I can't work him out.
How is he coming... Because some of the stuff as well, it's not like he's even referencing reality.
No.
You know, because I can get away with being on stage and I'll just tell a story about something that happened and I know that I'll find my way to funny little stops along the way.
Yeah.
He will do that same thing with a completely bonkers story that could never have happened.
Yeah.
But he'll remember it's like he's observed such subtlety in it, like an observational comic would.
Yeah.
About a fucking situation that's abstract.
Yeah, man, It's crazy.
I can't figure him out.
The thing I love, probably all of these comics we're talking about have in common, is how the tightrope of how easily what they do could be bad.
It shouldn't work, and they're making it work.
Like James Acaster, 1 millimeter to the left, be the worst comic ever.
Yeah.
You know, just like a guy ranting, you know, like, oh, I don't know.
I think somebody told me that I can't remember who it was, somebody that came over from the UK.
Yeah.
I was at the lounge, and they were telling me that he... to start with was bombing horribly.
James talks about it in a podcast. Maybe it's the one, it might be the one with Ed, the food one. What's it called?
Off menu. That's awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
But at some point he's talking about how he ate shit like constantly to the point where you're like, how did you get booked?
This guy, I can't even remember who it was, but they used to gig with him quite a bit and they said he became one of those guys that was not talking in the green room with everybody, was sat with a notebook.
Do you know
what I mean?
I thought
that about you when I first met you. Every time I'd see you, you seem to have a load of new.
Yeah,
I'm like, how are you churning out so much new? You go, I try and write about 3 hours a day. It's like, you write for 3 hours a day? The fuck? Who writes for... I mean, you probably do, don't you? Because you're a writer.
Part of the job,
man.
I can't
write.
I find it fun.
But he was
one of those really
guys.
Fun.
Do you?
But then, like, you have a lot of bad days. Like yesterday was real bad. I was going from bar to bar.
Yeah.
Like before,
do you write
the gig,
in bars?
Well, I try not to.
Yeah.
But only when I'm on
surely
tour, like when I'm in Perth,
not.
Like I'm fucking. I love just, it's such a shit thing.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like fucking Hemingway or something like that. Like
sitting at the bar with the
notebook and you got the whiskey in there. I can't believe I'm admitting to this.
I know, you're sitting there.
That's what
drunk, edit sober.
Yeah, that's it. And I never get anything. And then I told this bit to Jack Drews the other day that I thought had been done before, or he's like, no notes. That's perfect. And it's not written in one notebook.
Yeah. they're always the best ones as well, eh? Yeah. But it feels like you don't ever get to those bits.
Yeah, you never.
Unless you've got a practice of writing these constantly. There's something about it when it goes from the idea in your head to the paper for me that's just everything I write is garbage.
Oh, man, it's garbage. And the weirdest thing is there's this really cool I listened to another Mark Maron episode where he's with Tony Gilroy. The guy who wrote that great movie, Michael Clayton. He wrote he wrote the new Star Wars Andor series.
Okay.
And a few other things, like a lot of big things.
Yeah.
And he said to, like, one thing that really spoke to me was he said, he'll write a great movie, but he said the worst thing you can do is do the same practice again and expect the same results.
Yeah.
He said, you got to change it up every time.
Yeah.
And I'm
right.
like, oh, that's what fucking happened to me.
Change the method.
Yeah. I wrote a good show once where I just did a heap of online courses. So I just did jokes about, I think I did a maternity course, online maternity course. I did another one about you know, all that Darwinism shit. I don't know what that's called.
Yeah, evolution. Theory,
you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was a cracker. That was probably my most successful show I've ever had.
Yeah.
And then try to do it the next year. Try to do.
Oh, because you're trying to come at it from the same angle.
Yeah, I tried to do the Tuxedo Traveler one from the same angle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, just look at all the bits.
Yeah.
What's funny? Ending. But now I don't even know if that's true very well, which is fine. But now I'm coming back to that where I'm like.
Two solos.
Yeah.
And they were both complete. One was, the first one was basically a collection of club set stuff.
Which is
pretty common, isn't it?
Which is great.
And
that's
then
good.
The next one was stuff. I started writing the show because of the poster.
So
I knew I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like a guy that doesn't look cool on the poster.
Yeah.
But give it a cool title. So I called it Absolute Geezer and I did that awful thing.
Yeah.
And I was writing the show to the poster.
Yeah.
So I had material and then I went through it and was like, right, now in what way can I link these bits?
Yeah.
And spin them so that it's about geezers in general.
Yeah, that's
it. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't know that until I was just about ready to do the show.
Yeah.
What I want is a feeling of I'm going to write a show and then I write the show and I go, now I've written the show and it's going to feel ready when I do it.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
I don't think that's ever going to happen,
is it? Yeah,
I don't
think it's ever going to happen.
How do you feel about it? Because you write for so many different things and I've seen you in the process of like writing different stuff and you come up with it so easily. What's the hardest thing to write? Is it your own stand-up?
The hardest thing to write is for me.
Why?
Because everyone else you're doing like an impression of. You could probably write jokes in his voice if you watch enough of Nick's stuff. You could probably.
But you don't know what you're like.
No, that's the thing. Like sometimes.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I have them little crises. Every now and then, Nick, I'll have a crisis and like we'll go for a chat and I'll be like, who am I?
If you
can just tell me what I am, I'll write a show for it.
Do you know
what I mean? But I just can't figure it out.
Man, I have the same thing.
Sometimes I can get, but now I'm
trying to write, I'm not trying to think of different types of jokes. I'm thinking of different types of angles.
So
I found a good angle. I found a good angle where I talk about my life and I just beg with the audience, please help me. I've got to make this work. Please.
And
then something organic will always come out of that. Like one night I was like, guys, please.
It's this please. Or Woolies.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like that. Like, please, guys, I work in a coat hanger factory. And because I'm the only Australian there, everyone thinks I'm the boss. You know, like that. You know, and then people laughed at that. And I was like, oh, wow. All right, well. Yeah, they all think of the boss. This backpacker walked up to me. He's like, what do we do now? I was like, I don't know, Sergio. I don't know. I'm fucking, you know what, your gap year. I've done 20 gap years. I'm fucked, you know.
Good.
And people, I thought it would be sad, but people were like, yeah. You know, now that's a bit.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bit now. So now all I got to do is like, okay, I won't do that bit tomorrow. I'll just beg with them.
You won't do that bit because you know it's good.
Yeah,
because you know it's ready. Like, what do you mean you won't do that tomorrow?
Yeah, I won't.
So when he's up tomorrow, rather than go that same coat hanger thing, he knows that leading by begging will lead to something funny.
Someone might say something, or maybe I'm just.
So you're going up there with a vibe more than a bit.
Yeah, but then sometimes it's sad. Sometimes I'll say that bit like, oh, I've done it 20 times and no one laughed. They're like, this is sad, man.
Yeah.
Like, this is real sad. Like, one night I was like talking. I was like, fuck, I'm fucked. I don't know. Like, you know, my partner's angry at me, but I created it. Yeah. I created the anger because she's that impatient with me now because she's put up with me for 4 years. Now she's just angry at me.
Just angry at me.
You know? And then it was just sad. I was just like, that's sad. That's sad, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sucks, bro.
Yeah.
She'll probably leave you, eh?
Yeah, I've ruined someone's fucking life. I've ruined the person I love the most. I've ruined their life.
We're getting married soon.
Yeah, getting married soon. Man, that's okay. That's a new angle. I'm doing that tonight. But great. Then also, you got to watch where you're doing it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm doing the lounge tonight. It's a nice club. It's a beautiful club. Yeah. You don't want to.
There's a lot of married couples who secretly feel that way about
Yeah. That's it. And also, you don't want to. It's a Friday night. You don't want to ruin it.
And it's expensive as well.
Anyway,
expensive night out.
Sorry, guys. This has gone on for ages, but I've been really enjoying comedy chat. So,
wonderful.
Fucking hell. This is great. We should do a spin off. We should have done a Patreon episode, which is comedy chat with the boys, you know, because with girls it wouldn't go good.
This is your phone, David?
No.
Oh, you're back to yours. What's the yellow triangle on the back?
Why would he just be Brett going through my phone now randomly?
Well, that's what he was doing before.
I know.
We did that bit.
Well, guys, now it's time to get into the hacks.
Sick.
The hacks. That's why I picked up my phone. Now, John, I don't want to ruin your career. You're a tattooist. I don't want to. You probably want to ruin that career.
I don't think you really could. I've become so, what's the word? Jaded and old. Because I'm one of the old tattooists now. Yeah. I'm not one of the cool kids. There are such talented tattooists, even just in Perth.
Yeah.
What, young guys?
That got huge social media accounts.
Yeah.
Like tons. They do seminars. They do.
Yeah, right.
All kinds of shit. And their Instagram's like all filtered up and it looks cool. It's all uniform. I'm like, so the way that I used to see the old guys that taught me to tattoo, who were like just set in their ways and old and jaded and
probably they alcoholics don't care about or
the,
whatever.
Alcoholics, the whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm that guy now.
Yeah.
Like I'm like an old
You're the
guy
old guy.
Tattoo. Yeah. Well, I thought, I mean, you obviously know what I'm going to do, right?
I don't.
Well, I thought maybe like,
I know what you're
going to
do.
You could either do it as a story. So you put this tattoo up of a swastika and then you go, it was sad to do this one, but money's money, I guess.
Also, if he looks at it in the mirror, it means peace.
you know, maybe you could just do it as a story. Or I thought, I got this awful tattoo of someone that's really fucked up, a Shrek one.
Yeah, I think we could get away with that. Yeah. I reckon I'd get me Instagram shut down for doing the Swazzy.
Especially
in the tattoo community.
Yeah. So I thought you could do this Shrek one and go, my first Shrek, nailed it.
Yeah.
And it looks fine.
Yeah, you should put the caption.
Blake wanted the Grinch. What do you reckon?
Color realism sessions available. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm legit promoting it. Then people would be like, whoa.
Color realism. Yeah, that wouldn't ruin you any job, any money thing. I suppose you could put it up later. Hey.
I don't think it would make a difference.
Yeah.
Put it up at
I think
midnight.
Anybody that's getting stuff from me.
Yeah. Oh, great. All right. Well,
that's to make it more convincing.
Yeah.
Because that's what a tattoo is to do. If they'd done something they were really happy with, right? They would post
color
more
realism.
Like this, please.
It looks fucking horrible.
Did some color realism.
It looks like I did it with textures.
Yeah, it's a shocker.
What part of the body is that on?
I think it's the shoulder.
Well, that's what they've gone for as well. Yeah. You notice it's not outlined.
Yeah.
So they've gone, we'll do this in color and we'll make it look just like it did in the movie. We'll get some nice color blends. And we'll do it. You know how the movie's not got black outlines in it? So they're going for that color realism.
It looks so fucked.
It's a bad tattoo.
Is it one of those
and
tattoos
they've gone,
that
you
look...
can see that little bit of purple shading around it? They've gone, it's very green, isn't it?
Yeah.
We should put a contrasting color in there.
Man.
That purple has gone in there last.
Is it one that's going to look really bad with age? Like, is it?
Within a month.
Because
it's already got no form or contrast in it. It's just, it's flat as a pancake.
Barely looks like Shrek. If he didn't have the little horn ears, I'd be like, who is that?
Yeah.
I remember there was this girl my friend lived with, and she was excited once I went to visit him, and she came out all excited. Oh, I got the tattoo. I got a tattoo.
Yeah.
And she showed us, she goes, I got these stars on my back and a moon, but she's like, it was yellow, so you couldn't really see the skin. So I just said, why don't we do the purple sky around it to contrast the stars. So it just looked like it looked like vomit. Like it looked like a fucked vomit.
Such a terrible idea.
You know what I mean?
I can picture it.
Yeah, that's it. You've probably seen a lot of these, man. Just like, all right, well, why don't we do the sky around it? Let's do that.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah,
like, fuck, that looks horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Thanks, man. I've sent that. I'll send that to you. I'll send you that.
What, and I have to post that?
Yeah, yeah. Or you can do a post, or you can whatever you think will get more reactions.
Story stuff.
Stories, probably.
Maybe
tweet it.
If I did it on I don't have any followers on
exactly.
Twitter.
So you don't have to worry about
that. If I put it on Instagram as a post,
yeah,
it's like
and was like more like this, please. Color realism. Sessions available.
Workshop. You're doing a workshop.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. We're stoked with this.
that's how they talk. They always thank the customer.
Yeah.
And they'll say something like, "This one was super fun to do."
Yeah.
They always say that shit.
That's fucking fantastic. Now,
did I do that,
Dave? You write for a lot of TV shows. I'm not gonna fuck with your career. You don't have to.
Excellent.
You don't have to do any of this, right? I've just got a couple of suggestions. Maybe you could do on Twitter.
Hit me.
So I got this one. Port Arthur was a hoax. There was not enough ambulances in Tasmania at the time. Because that's one of the Port Arthur truthers thing. They say they go, there wasn't enough ambulances in Hobart at the time. How did they know all of those ambulances were going to be there at once?
I do like that, but on Twitter, most of them are American. They're not gonna get it.
Okay,
sorry, I'll be back in a minute. Now, I absolutely have to have a wee. I'm sorry.
I don't know if this one is like. I put something at the end to make it not so bad. I don't know if this is bad or not. I'm tired of hitman movies where they never kill women and children. I want to make a hitman movie where he only kills women and children, then does a big fart.
I literally have a tweet about that exact thing. I think it's the tweet is something along the lines of, "We need more why don't hitmen kill women and children? They'd be the easiest."
Oh yeah, that's way better.
It's something like that, but the whole point is like it makes no sense to not want to do women and children because they'd be way easier.
Yeah,
you'd be done in like an hour. You know.
Yeah. you already did that.
No, but I like the big fart thing. I'll do that. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That tweet's old. No one's gonna fucking remember it anyway. I'll do that one. Can you send it to me?
Yeah, man. My only other one had, but I don't think this one's very good. Like. Doing a females only comedy writing course in Perth if anyone's interested.
I better do the other one. Yeah. I'll do the hitman one. That's really good though. Did you hear that last one?
You could. I was thinking this earlier. I was thinking you could do a good thing because you did that workshop.
Yeah.
Like last year or something like
that.
And you could do a thing about and we all had a good laugh at that workshop and stuff, but I wish some of yous would have taken some of it on board because yous are still bombing. like this is my career. I want yous to lift a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
How are you all still open-minded?
Yous are giving me a terrible name. Not one of yous has been booked anywhere.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that's that would have been a good one. Yeah. Just like
Or you could message Husey with the proposal of doing a split bill thing.
Oh,
it could be a nice deal, but it could be a nice, you know. You and me, we could tour it even.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man, that's... we'll do that next time, I reckon. Next time for
what
sure.
What are you going to do? What have you tweet? Have you done...
He's sending it to me. It's...
I'm tired of hitman movies where they never kill women and children. I want to make a hitman movie where he only kills women and children, then does a big fart.
Does a big fart.
He prefaced that by saying, I added something on the end to make it less bad.
Do you know what's... Do you know what's going to happen?
Mm.
I think this is going to be your best ever tweet.
I hope so.
I reckon it's going to go fucking crazy.
And
I reckon he'll wait till everyone's forgotten and then he'll reword that tweet to say, then does a big cum. Because that's more on brand.
That's right. Well, it's a bit disgusting though, given the context of the women and children thing,
yeah,
so I can't
true,
do that.
Yeah,
but hopefully that'll get optioned into a movie or something. You can play the hitman.
I thought of a sketch, right? Where, you know, they're asking a guy like, hey, what movie would you like to do? You know, and he's like, oh, you know, how the hitman never kills women and children. Well, what if the hitman killed women
this
and children.
Sounds like one of those Jack Drew sketches that you used to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they go, no, no, we're not interested in that. They go, oh, hang on. Until he meets a little girl and he sees himself in her eyes and makes him realize how bad he really is. And they're like, oh, what happens then? Yeah. He kills her.
it's like a remake, the worst remake of Leon. Yeah. Where he just kills her instantly. He goes, oh, you're fucking annoying. Get out of my house.
That's very good. He kills her.
Brutally.
But then in the sequel, she comes back as his conscience.
What happens then? He kills her.
He kills her again.
He gets an exorcist in.
He kills himself.
And then he gets really angry, so he kills her little brother and he kills all the members of a family, you know?
So the name can never
this
live
This time
on.
It's personal.
Yeah, yeah. I did a bit, but it never went well. I did a bit about...
what a great tagline that would be, this time it's personal. Last time it was just fucking mean.
Last time it was general.
Yeah. Sorry, let me interrupt
you. Yeah, no, no. Because I love it how I love Korean films, big fan, because everyone dies in the end.
Yeah.
There's no, it's like a Hollywood, you're like, oh, he's got vengeance. Yeah, you know, he's got vengeance against the gangsters that wronged him. He kills all the gangsters. Then his family gets killed. Then he kills himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fucking rules. Yeah. You know, I want to make a movie.
They're learning from Shakespeare our story should work.
Kill them all. Yeah, that's it. Life sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks.
It sucks.
Life sucks.
People need to know.
Yeah, the people need to know that life sucks. I want to do one because they're like, you know, because in Hollywood movies they're like, they said one man couldn't do it.
Yeah.
One man. And then the one man goes for vengeance.
And does it.
And then, instead what happens is he gets killed the first time, but then he comes back, right, for vengeance. But it's one of those bullets that paralyzes him totally and he can't go anywhere except
wheelchair accessible.
He's just sat by the window plotting revenge that never comes.
So what they do is
someone
they go
brings him a cuppa.
Yeah.
So then he tries to get vengeance in the wheelchair, but he injures one of the head gangsters, but doesn't kill him. So what they do is they just put him in the back of the car and make him watch while they'll kill every member of his family and just drive him around, you know, and he's just paralyzed going, oh God, this is the worst thing ever.
Glad you've got the dialogue.
I think he's actually got the script ready.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd have one of those Stephen Hawking things. So he's like, this is the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, why do you keep doing this? I just wanted vengeance and I was one man. And they're like, yeah, you're an idiot.
That'd be
you're
an so idiot. Much one better man. Than John Wick.
Yeah.
He's so much better than John Wick.
Just John Wick getting grimmer around watching all of his family members getting
same killed. Lettering, but it's just the W and the C from John Wick.
I'd just love to see a movie exactly that, the John Wick thing, and he overreacts about somebody killing a dog he barely knows, and then he goes out for vengeance, and then he just gets
arrested.
Why are you driving so quickly? And it's his trial.
Most of the movie is his trial.
Just his trial about him doing like 200 miles an hour in a 50 zone.
Oh, that's great, guys. Now, you guys, have you got anything to promote? You guys got any pods going at the moment or anything like that? I should know about this.
I've got, I'm doing Kings and Vagabonds with Blake Richardson.
Yep.
We should have got you on. That would have been cool. Yeah. We'll have to get you on next time.
He's cool, Blake Richardson.
He's
very good.
Very good.
Most Kings talented man on the planet, I reckon.
Sorry?
He might be the most talented man on the planet.
Yeah, infuriatingly skilled man.
Do you know what I forget about? I forget that he can sing and do the whole guitar stuff as well. Yeah.
He can do everything. I don't think there's any, he's like a jujitsu. Jujitsu. He can do it. I can't even say it.
That's why he's
you want to hear him say it? He says it so easy.
Jujitsu is different. He's the only guy that does it.
Still getting used to doing jujitsu.
Yeah, so he's a bit of a Ben Knight character, isn't he? You know?
Yeah, good at everything. Like that. Yeah, it's like, what is it about those people?
Oh, you can draw as well?
Yeah,
holy
you
shit.
Just take
yeah,
to
yeah.
everything.
I bet he can. I bet he can draw.
Yeah.
He can probably draw.
Blake, can you draw? He's probably listening now. He's got some way of doing that.
Yeah, I'll get a tech. And of course I can.
And Dave, you're big on Twitter. David 8 Hughes. Check him out. He's fucking great. good stuff. And you know.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, and it's good to be in Perth. Thanks, guys, for having me at Joondaloop.
Thanks for coming back to
Thanks for coming to the Joondaloop.
Nice to have
and,
you.
And yeah, thank you. Thanks, guys. See you around.
See ya. Cheers. Bye. Bye. Bye.